Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Todd Halteman's with us. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. And I think Melinda Johnson's going to be rolling in any time, but we will see if... And you know, Southern California traffic, that'll get you every once in a while. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today. I don't know, Todd. I don't know if we're going to have you. I don't know if you're going to participate in this one. National Wear Your Pearls Day.
Oh.
Yeah, probably not good for you and I.
But if Mama's happy.
And we also have Bill of Rights Day. That's a good one for today. And for those of us that have beaten anorexia, National Cupcake Day is today. So we can go with National Lemon Cupcake. I guess you got to go specific when you're going on the cupcakes.
Not sure about lemon cupcakes. Maybe.
Can we throw some chocolate on there?
Lemon meringue pie, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know about lemon. I don't know. We'll figure that out. Market Watch right now. There's a lot going on in the markets. Holy cow. Have you seen the news?
Amazing stuff.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
Dow Jones up 121 points right now. Oil down 47 cents. Interest rates, the 10-year Treasury at 2.59. Freddie Mac came out with their mortgage market survey this morning. 4.16% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. Now, don't say that. What'd they say?
Ow!
Yeah, I know sometimes they say that, but let's think about this just a little bit. 4.16. Now, some folks, especially the younger people, are going to say, 4.16, that's a lot of money. That interest rates are way up. Well, over last year, yeah, they are up. But if you think about it, your parents, go ask your parents what the more, unless they've gone and got a mortgage recently, they're going to probably tell you that their mortgage rate is somewhere around 7, 8%. Your grandparents, they're going to probably tell you that they paid 10 or 12%. That was the rate in the 80s. Think about some of those numbers. Now we're looking at 4%. Somewhere between half and a third of what most of our parents and grandparents paid for their mortgages. If you're thinking about going out and buying a new house, don't let that deter you at all. Now,
you know, Ron, as a financial expert,
right?
For 21 years, I've done balance sheets for corporations.
Right.
4%, 4.15 is some of the lowest rates they'll see in their lifetime.
Right.
If they don't lock down long-term money today, that would not be a smart move.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people are still saying, you know, something, I think I'm going to, here's the two dumb comments I say. I think I'm going to wait. For what? For rates to go up? Is that what you're going to wait for? If they go down, you can always lock in again or redo it again. But if they go up, I just had this email this morning. You know, when we started talking, Ron, the rate was 3.375. And I said, that's true, and I was wearing shorts, and it was 90 degrees outside. Neither one of those are going to happen today again. So think about those concepts. Let's get locked in based on what today's numbers are. That's all that matters. What was yesterday is irrelevant. So let's look at today, and that's still a great, great rate. Now, one number that is not great today, I can tell you this. Today is the last day you can enroll in Obamacare. Talk about out. $42.6 billion is what we anticipate is the premium increase for 2017. $42.6 billion. Now, if you're like me, how do you fathom what $42.6 billion is? That's a big, big number. And it's $10 billion more than last year. But here it is, if you want to bring it down to your house, $76 per month per household in America. $76 per month. That's about $900 for the year. If you're making $50,000 a year household income, just think about what that's doing for you. Here we go. So the jobless claims fell by 4,000. That's another one of those numbers. I know. I love listening to the liberals. They talk about, well, we created 170,000 jobs last month. 120,000 of them were part-time. Isn't that exciting? And last week, we lost 254,000. And then you've got the Federal Reserve. You gotta love the Federal Reserve, right? Janet Yellen, I was listening to her comments yesterday. And if you've ever listened to Janet Yellen, it's kind of like watching paint dry. She is about as bland will be. But Janet Yellen, okay, you gotta love this. We're expecting the economy to grow at 2% next year, 2% the year after, and 1.9% the year after that. Now, I don't want to cause a problem, but for the last 8 years that she's been the Federal Reserve Chairman or whatever it is, she's been wrong every single year.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Wrong every year. She's been saying 3%, 3.5%. We haven't seen 3% since President Obama's been in office. Why would we expect that to happen now? It's not gonna happen. Thank goodness her term is up in just a few short months. Hopefully, the president-elect does not reinstate her. Unbelievable. Speaking of, got a lot of numbers here. Federal Reserve's manufacturing activity rose. Weekly jobless claims, 254,000, down 4,000. Philadelphia Federal Reserve, who cares? Labor Department reports prices at the consumer level increased 0.2%. That means we've got a little bit of inflation. We told you that going just recently. Now, you know, it's Ron Siegel Radio. You got to have some fun here. Todd, I know you do a little bit of traveling.
Oh, yes.
Are you ready for this? I don't know if you've seen this story yet, Todd. This is. Have you ever heard the ad slogan, "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas"?
Oh, absolutely.
Right? We've all heard that slogan, right? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, that might be changing at one of the fine properties of Las Vegas, the Wynn Hotel in Vegas. You ready for this? The Wynn Hotel in Vegas is going to be putting into all of their rooms an Amazon Alexa. Now, do you know what the purpose of an Amazon Alexa is? It's to record or to answer anything you have to say. It's a voice-activated assistant. So you walk into your room, you're having a conversation, and Alexa's listening in. Now, in Vegas, there are many, many things that go on in Vegas. In hotel rooms, you can have a little bit of fun in hotel rooms. And Alexa's listening to the whole thing and recording it. I don't know. Could you imagine what some of the responses might be to some of the sounds and events in a hotel room in Vegas? And I know I don't want to go anywhere other than the bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, and Alexa's listening in. What do you think, Todd?
I think there'll be a lot of extra champagne ordered on accident.
There you go. That's going to be interesting to see what people have to say about their Alexa in the hotel room. Can you imagine this one? I mean, just think about this. They're on business, and, you know, I used to go to Vegas a lot on business. And, you know, my wife was at home most of the time, and there's some other woman in the room. It's Alexa! and starts talking back. I just wonder about that. That's going to be...
I thought when you were saying that, I mean, they do have a little bit of a sexy voice. I mean, I will give Alexa that.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about the listening in and recording the whole time, listening for keywords. That is a little spooky.
Can you imagine what some of those keywords might be?
Activate.
It's going to be very, very interesting. And in fact, I even saw a story about this. Like, I don't know whether it tied in or not. We get questions all the time on Ron Siegel Radio, and every once in a while, you know, I just throw them in here in case I have a story that might tie in. This was one that we got, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. After cheating on my wife and having twins out of wedlock, I faced child support and alimony. Really? That was surprising somebody. They're trying to figure out how they get out of it.
Well, people find a way to be a victim.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in this day and age anymore, we live in a state of confusion, so...
It's not the accountability state.
Exactly. Not in California.
Well, speaking of accountability, how about inflation, you know?
Unbelievable. So just think about that when you're talking to Alexa in the hotel room. There might... You know, you got... Don't call your attorney while Alexa's around. That might be another issue that we have to contemplate. Privacy. There's a lot going on there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. Why you shouldn't take your house off the market during the holidays. The Federal Reserve increased interest rates. How will that affect you? Will it affect you? Budgeting in 2017. 5 steps everyone should take. And how can you, as a corporate citizen, donate money to great causes, something that you are passionate about, and not affect your bottom line? Maybe you can even benefit your bottom line. We're going to talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
For some reason, my commercial isn't going right there, so we're going to have to go back.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage or your first mortgage, whatever mortgage you're looking for, our friends at Gold Star Mortgage, they are ready for you. They've got them all. The Federal Reserve, yes, they did raise interest rates yesterday. How does that affect you? What does that mean to you? What does it mean to your family? Well, here's the issue. When the Federal Reserve increases interest rates, what they are affecting is what's called the discount rate. You have nothing to do with the discount rate. The discount rate is nothing more than what the average, the bank really that's in trouble. It's a bank, it's the location where banks with the last resort, if they can't borrow overnight funds from other banking institutions, they go to what's called the discount window at the Federal Reserve. They don't actually walk in there, but that's how they get their money. When they're borrowing that money from the Federal Reserve, well, the Federal Reserve doesn't like it too much, but they pay about, that's what the Fed just increased their interest rates on. So think about that concept. Now, the prime rate does follow the Fed funds rate. So the prime rate would have gone up as well. The prime rate then affects your home equity line of credit. If you've got a home, now if you've got a 30-year fixed rate loan, don't worry. The Federal Reserve has nothing to do with that 30-year fixed rate loan. If you're out shopping for a home, the Federal Reserve really has nothing to do with that. What they will affect, credit cards, car loans, home equity lines of credit, and those banking institutions that might have some problems and they need to go to the Federal Reserve to borrow money. That's what they're affecting. Now, the fact that Janet Yellen has got everything wrong for the last 7 or 8 years, that's a whole different issue. And a lot of people don't understand these things because this is only the second time the Federal Reserve has increased rates since 2006. The second time since 2006. So they're saying they're going to do it 3 times next year. Now, here's the issue there. When you're listening to the Federal Reserve saying that they're going, that the market predicted 3 times next year. Now, when you ask Janet Yellen,
I want the truth. The truth.
Here's the issue by asking Janet Yellen is they said they're going to do it 3 times next year. They said they were going to do it 4 times this year, and they did it once. They said all last year they were going to increase interest rates. They never did. Should I go all the way back to 2006 saying the same thing? Probably get kind of monotonous, right? So don't necessarily listen to what Janet Yellen says. She's been wrong every other time. Probably be wrong again. What do you think, Todd?
I believe there's going to be more than one bump next year. I don't believe it will be four, and I believe because there's a lot of confidence in corporate America right now with the president-elect and his cabinet and some of the solutions they're going to bring to the table. There will be accountability to the financial system, but I believe that Americans have enough confidence right now that interest rates will not capitulate the stock market as much as it has in the past. The last increase that you spoke of was also met with an immediate reduction, because the markets were capitulating too much on that news.
Right.
There's a lot more strength and confidence on the VIX index today, and we're seeing confidence in corporate America. There's trillions in cash in corporate America. I believe we're going to start seeing that deployed, which is why we'll see inflation rise.
Can you give me any clue as to why you think that the Federal Reserve is saying 2% growth next year, when businesses seem to be very, very excited about the direction of the administration? Consumers seem to be excited about it. The president-elect is meeting with business trying to bring jobs back, which is certainly going to give people the ability of going out and buying more
stuff. How about $50 billion for jobs from Japan? What a great move. So here's why. If we really think about America today, we have 15,000 Americans retiring every day. So you have to look at dilution of capital. If they're not working, they're not paying payroll taxes, and they're also not contributing to their 401k accounts, which is the market works on supply and demand indicators. And if there are fewer people by 15,000 a day, every day, not putting into their 401k and retiring, not paying payroll taxes, oh, by the way, they're going to start drawing on their retirement accounts, drawing on Medicare, drawing on Social Security, that we're not even talking about tax legislation. So if we go through healthcare dilemmas, now we're looking at the tax system, you're seeing why they're guessing at 2%, because historically they try to match what they're looking for relative to inflation, net of petroleum and energy and food and consumable goods. So it's a guess based on, hey, if we're wrong, we're not wrong by far either way.
So it's called the Janet Yellen hedging today.
It's like the political rules. It's like plus or minus three, okay?
So we're going to either have a recession or we're going to have a boom, but we just don't know which it's going to be.
I think it's truly going to be sluggish, but I think sluggish with confidence. What's going to help us tremendously is corporate America will gain clarity on what our functions are, how healthcare direction is going to go. And once we see that, and that money and supply starts coming back, we'll be able to raise inflation, we'll be able to raise interest rates in a healthy way, but we've got to pay the debt off, and the only way to do that is to raise the cost of consumable goods, because 20% of $20 billion is a lot larger number at $25 billion, and government's looking at that as a way to help pay off this debt.
And maybe we get some of those 9% of the Americans that are unemployed or underemployed, according to the BLSU6 number, right? Maybe we get some of them back to work.
Well, you know what? It's going to happen, but it's got to happen in an organized way. My confidence is in the structure of capitalism, being compassionate along the way, but building a fundamental processes that actually work. Now, we remember it as trickle-down effect in the Reagan years, but it really is stimulating jobs by stimulating business owners to get back and help grow their organizations.
Well, you and I have a mutual friend, and I close out every broadcast with the same line: make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun.
Correct.
Not a lot, and I don't know too many people that are unemployed or underemployed that can go out and make a lot of money, right? If they're not employed, it's kind of hard to make money.
No, Maslow said if you're in survival mode, you can't go out and self-actualize in that way. But no, it's impossible to help people if you don't have something. You need to help yourself first.
Right, and what we want to do is get these people back to work so they can go out and buy new iPhones and maybe buy some food.
Right.
Right, buy new cars, whatever it is.
How about buying a CD, you know?
Yeah.
Feel
CD.
Safe.
Wait a second. Talk. A CD. I'm actually going to tell you what I'm buying.
I wanted to see if you were listening.
A CD. Holy cow. I actually heard some. Well, we have tomorrow, Jay Kaplan's coming on talking about reverse mortgages, and he actually has an album collection. I mean, hard to imagine that one, right? So
I was actually looking at LPs. They're coming back. They're selling
You're LP. Not talking about liquid petroleum, though, are
no,
you?
No, I'm talking about old school records that kids these days would think about scratching, you know, for the DJ.
It's going to be pretty interesting. So let's talk a little bit. We only have a little bit of time here. You have a focus on helping corporations generate money for nonprofits.
Yes.
Speak about that. I mean, I've just talked about it a little bit, but you could probably do it better than me.
Oh, you know, we're having fun right now, Ron. We're going across the nation and working with major corporations and small businesses alike. And the fun part is activating donations and donors for nonprofits that are truly mission-driven. So we tend to go out and work with organizations, companies that take credit cards, and we help them understand how they can use their credit card machine to give donations to their favorite nonprofit. Specifically, though, I work with nonprofits to help them understand how to build programs to build goodwill with businesses in the community. By building that goodwill, it helps activate donors in a way that gets them donations every month without events, without employees, without extra expense. And these can be existing businesses that help them already that could actually passively give to them and they don't even know it.
So the beauty is that, in my opinion, good corporate citizens are constantly donating to their community.
Oh, yes.
Right? So, and I mean, you get some that don't, but the good corporate citizens are constantly donating. If they already take a credit card, they can actually give some money to those nonprofits donating to the community, and it really has no bearing on their, might even enhance their bottom line.
Yeah, and there's a big company called First Data. First Data is one of the largest clearing firms for merchant transactions like Visa, MasterCard, American Express.
They're a New York Stock Exchange company, aren't they?
Absolutely. So what First Data does is they charge fees to a merchant, a business, when you run your credit card there to be able to process it. Now, you think way back when I was a kid and you were a kid, we had these triple carbon forms.
It wasn't that long ago for me, Todd.
I know. It just feels like it. Remember the triple carbon forms when you were running the machine, cheek, cheek, over over the credit card? Well, somebody used to tear those slips apart and process them and enter them into the system. Well, they don't need that anymore because of electronic capabilities, but the bank system hasn't really changed their pricing.
Okay.
So in 1998, a friend of mine, Nick Logan, went out and opened a merchant bank after he retired from Citi, and he opened it to help nonprofits grow. And what he said was, listen, there's a lot of fat in the merchant expense and fees.
Wait, I resemble that remark.
I know it. This is P-H-A-T, though.
Okay, got it.
So the banks, there are layers of bank expenses that can be taken out of there in today's society because of technology. But in the regular business setting, it's pricing. That's the industry. So what we've done is we've cut out the middleman. The merchant bank with First Data is allowed to donate up to 20 to 25% of the merchant fees that a business owner is paying today to the bank. So if there's a process at their office, every time somebody credit card swipes, 20% of the fees that are now going to the bank they use would now go to their charity of choice instead. So we've just got an agreement with First Data that those iOS fees, what we do is we allocate those to the charity versus going to the bank.
Now, we had some fun with using one of the systems just recently. They had a tree lighting ceremony here in Anaheim Hills.
Yes.
And one of the processes that we were able to do was give everybody that attended got a free gift.
Yes.
Explain that a little bit.
Well, you know, we call it our aggregated marketing platform and our virtual gift bag. So we go out to organizations like Angel Stadium, and we give away $500 in gifts at a night. We go out to a Christmas tree lighting for the Anaheim Community Hills function, and we offer $150 in free gifts from companies around Orange County that want to give to the community in a way to promote their brand, much like when you get a bobblehead doll when you go to Anaheim Stadium. So the reality is, by giving that gift bag in the community, we help promote community businesses in a way that helps people actually go to their store or go online and engage with them. So when nonprofits are having major events, we'll use our aggregated platform to help them give free gifts to the people that come to their events. Could be football games, could be basketball games, could be just a dinner gala with hundreds of people at it. But when was the last time a nonprofit or a charitable organization was able to give in a way back as cash? So we've, because of our resources with Warren Moon and David Meltzer at Sports One Marketing, we've been able to get corporate America to say, I would love to be seen in a way that gives back to the community. So they sponsor us by giving us donations to give free gifts out in the community for nonprofits and for venues.
Love that idea. And so everybody can get a gift, and the nonprofit then is it. And I love, here's the idea. When you and David and Warren do all these different things that you're doing, every one of them has a mandatory component.
Yes.
Right?
We will not do an event, venue, or organization.
Single lending team.
We'll not do an event or venue unless it's benefiting a nonprofit organization and something that we believe in. So my role with the organization as a director of endowment empowerment is I'm out interviewing and qualifying nonprofit organizations to be where we want to be, to help kids, to help service organizations, to help nonprofits grow in a way that's sustainable. So my job is to help work with them and get grants. Like in some instances, we're working on a $10,000 grant for an organization here locally so they can activate a donor program. But we find the money and we find the companies that want to work with them, and we help them grow. But unless we're having a nonprofit there, we are not running our venue.
Love that idea. Even their holiday party. I was at the holiday party for Sports One Marketing last week. Had to have a donation or a gift to bring out there so that everybody, that there was a nonprofit component even to their holiday party.
Yes.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, should you take your house off the market during the holidays? We're going to chat about that. We're going to also talk about budgeting in 2017. Tips everybody should know. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by our area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your property. Those online tabs that they have, those aren't going to get you the equity position. You need additional information for that. So the question we have this morning is, should you or should you not take your house off the market during the holidays? If you are one of the many homeowners who's debating taking your home off the market for the next few weeks, one simple word of advice for you: don't. That's about it. You're going to miss a great opportunity that you have right now. The latest existing home sales report from the National Association of Realtors revealed that the inventory of homes for sale has dropped to 4.3 months supply. Historically, a 6-month supply is needed for a normal market. We're at 4.3. The people that are out shopping for homes right now, I suspect, are serious buyers. They're people that have a reason that they're out looking for a home, or maybe they're just smart buyers because they know that there's going to be more supply and more demand later. If you want more information on supply and demand, go over with me this afternoon, Chapman University, their economic forecast. About 1,000 of us are going to be there. If you've ever been at an event with 1,000 people at an economic forecast, make sure you have a lot of coffee with you. You'll need it. Bottom line here, home prices are appreciating in this seller's market. Making your home available over the next few weeks will give you the most exposure to serious buyers who will be competing against each other to buy a property. That's the real-time real estate segment, again brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. So what do you think, Melinda? Melinda Johnson's here with us, Freedom First Properties. Buy or sell, or just wait at this time of year?
Oh, this is, it's the gift-giving season, and it applies to houses as well.
I think so. So, you know, the big problem that almost everybody comes up with at this time of year when they're talking about selling is, do I want to interrupt my whole family life for this? Do you have to?
No, you don't. You definitely can coordinate with your agent to arrange showings that work, and it's an opportunity to show off your house. I think the NAR statistic is that 15% of homes are sold by neighbors and friends, so why not open up the house, have them in, show it off, and you tend to get also an influx of more serious buyers and more serious sellers during this time of the year.
Now, I suggest at this time of year that you know, sometimes, you know, in July or June, my house can sometimes get to be a three-ring circus, right? And in years past, especially, having three boys, where it lands is where it belongs. At this time of year, with the festivity and hopefully celebrations and whatever holiday you might celebrate, houses are almost staged right now, aren't they?
They are. People tend to bring out their merry decorations, and they tend to look festive and inviting, and it's great. It's like your own staging that you're doing, in a way.
Can I take the lockbox off and have my house shown by appointment only? Will that work?
Yeah, seller-controlled lockbox is done a lot of the time, particularly, you know, if you're hosting and entertaining. Your agent can definitely coordinate with your schedule.
Are you seeing deals getting done right now, or is it, I mean, because a lot of people are kind of winding down. You know, we're in the middle of December. Are people getting together and really negotiating transactions?
Absolutely. As soon as I get off of this broadcast, I've got another deal to put together immediately. So, and it's not just me. It's absolutely a very active fourth quarter this year. So why would you miss out on that opportunity?
So maybe it's a self-fulfilling prophecy for people that say that, you know, it's the fourth quarter, nobody's doing any business. It's, you know, everyone's shut down for the year. And if you go and shut down and you're not available, you might be proving yourself right.
Absolutely. And on the other hand, you can prove yourself right in the other direction if you're the one who wants to pick up the business that's available fourth quarter. And same thing applies to the homeowner as well. There's business to be done. People move all times of the year.
Southern California, now when I just reported, was the national number, 4.3 months supply. Are you seeing a lot of supply on the market? Is it a tight market? What's the market looking like?
Well, I think it differs by price point right now. I think in the more Southern California entry level, we're seeing a ton of activity, you know, 4, 5, 6, and even, you know, second homes, 7, 8, 9, a little bit slower up from there. But, you know, I'd say up to a million, we're actively moving this fourth quarter.
Really, up to $1 million homes.
Mm-hmm.
And the entry level you're talking is $400,000.
Yeah, I know. Sorry for anybody listening outside of Southern California.
Yeah, when you think about the national average being about $240,000, I think, right now, $250,000.
Yeah.
Southern California. So, but again, we're simple. So if we mention a national number, just double it for Southern California. But we don't want to scare people off, because we have seen some properties that you can find that people are getting into. I thought we talked about one yesterday that was like in the low threes.
Yes, right? There are opportunities. There's opportunities outside. Like, we're in Orange County, which is particularly pricey. And if you step just a couple exits outside of Orange County, you have opportunities for houses, you know, that are in the threes. And then you have opportunities even in Orange County, you know, if you're willing to put in a little elbow grease, or, you know, live with some wallpaper maybe you don't like, that, you know, you could fix up over time.
Does that become a good investment for somebody, or should I wait until I can afford to stay in Orange County?
Well, that's a whole different topic. If you want to talk about rents right now, you definitely should not wait. The numbers just don't pan out with respect to renting. Certainly looking at like Orange County and adjacent counties, the rental numbers don't make any sense.
What are your thoughts? Because you and I really haven't even talked about this, and we've talked on many different issues in the past, but the concept of game planning. Right, understanding the idea that maybe we should buy a small house today, maybe it's even right outside of the county line,
right,
so that we can go maybe 2 years from now, 3 years from now, or whatever. Do you ever set up game plans like that for young couples?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The game plan actually starts on a path to ownership. If you're not even in a position to buy, that's step one. And if you're in a position to buy something, buy it. It's far better than taking your rent, multiplying it by 12, and paying that off to somebody else's mortgage for the next 12, 24, 36 months. And, you know, it doesn't have to be your forever house. It could be the first house in your portfolio. portfolio. It could be the house that leverages you into the second house. It can be a lot of things. So it doesn't have to be the perfect, you know, white picket fence if that's what your dream home is.
I like that idea of understanding that it's got that you're comparing that first house in the game plan to the apartment you're thinking about renting or leasing, as opposed to the dream that you've got for the rest of your life.
Absolutely, and it adds up quick. You multiply that rent times 2-3 years, which, you know, flies by, especially at my age, and you've just given a lot of money over that could have really been invested in your own future.
Well, just a little quick math, and I'm a simple guy, so we're going to round off some numbers here. Last number I saw, Orange County for an apartment was $1,992.
I hope we're rounding to $2,000.
We're $2,000, right? Okay. So $2,000 of rent for 2 years.
Yeah.
Right? That comes up to almost $50,000.
Isn't that crazy?
Right? And if you do the same thing, you could probably buy, well, a $350,000 house for almost the same exact net payment of mortgage payment after you account for the tax benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun to do that math, especially
right.
with renters.
So now if we take, we'll round that down to 300,000 because again, I'm simple and I can't do math in my head very well. And we say 5% appreciation for the next 12 months. Is that a legit number, you think?
Yep.
Okay, so that, does that come out to $15,000 in appreciation?
Yep.
Twice, $30,000 in appreciation versus a $50,000 match that you're going to put to a rent check.
Right, on top of the equity pay down that you're getting and
right.
on top of the tax benefits that you're getting, and the math just keeps adding up.
And it's just all part of the game plan. So think about that concept when you're thinking about going out and signing a new lease at the beginning of the year. Call right now, start talking to a loan professional, start talking to a real estate professional, and get on that game plan to buying a new house. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we will... Well, I think I better watch these guys because they kind of get too excited on me right here. So let's talk about budgeting for 2017. That will be the concept. You can reach me anytime. Call our offer number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. If you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford. Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. So during the last segment, we were talking about game planning. This time we're going to talk budgeting in 2017. That is the subject of the Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you by Processing for a Cause. We've been talking about them today. If you want more information, give us a call. I'll put you in touch with Todd and the team. They can help you with that. Or you can just go right to the Ron Siegel Radio gift bag. There is some information there for it as well. Very, very simple. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. RSR gift bag to 79564. There are hundreds of dollars of gifts for you right there in the gift bag. It's very, very simple. And it's available for everybody that listens to Ron Siegel Radio. So, five tips for everyone should know about budgeting. Number one, accuracy is key. Don't try and lie to yourself. It's not going to work, and at the end of the day, you're going to have a problem. Number two, account for one-time expenses. That's called an emergency fund. Make sure you're ready for it. I saw an article recently that the average American household would have trouble if they had a $500 bill to fix their car. They wouldn't have the money for it. Budget for it. Number three, don't include your bonus. Don't include overtime. Those type of things are great issues or great items, but use those for savings. They're pretty simple. If you budget based on the exact numbers you know and you've got a bonus or you've got overtime that you can deal with, I'm sure you'll find something to do with that money. Update as you go along. There might be some surprises. There could be a change in your property taxes. There could be other, you know, things that you don't understand that you don't know. Gas prices, they can go up. They might go down. We're in California. The taxes might even go up. Just a thought right there. Always include a line item for savings. Very, very important. Again, I'm not a big fan of the 401k or the IRA. There are better solutions for you, but you need to be thinking about savings unless you're one of those few people. Do you know what the increase for the cost of living allowance is going to be for next year for people on Social Security? I don't know if you're ready for this one or if you want to live off of, if you can live off of this. $5. Wow. There's no decimal points. There are no zeros. $5 is what the cost of living increase is for 2000.
And how much was Medicare going up?
Yeah, right. Or the Obama plan and all that.
The Part B is going up by almost $100 a month for most Americans.
$100 a month and you're getting a $5 cost of living increase. That ought to balance your budget really, really well, right? Yeah, not doing so good. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by Processing for a Cause. Get more information, text RSR gift bag to 79564. You'll be able to see exactly how that works for you. So we've been chatting about finances. We've been chatting about budgeting, having a great conversation this morning. Melinda Johnson, Freedom First Properties, is in with us. Todd Halterman is in with us. So Todd, we're going to have a little bit of fun right here because in addition, we always have fun, but what the heck? We're going to throw this in a little different a light because in addition to Melinda's primary job, beyond that of being a great real estate professional here in Southern California, is mom.
Yes.
Right?
Awesome. Yep.
Primary job. And One of her sons is at a local high school, and it's one of the parochial schools, and they're in the Trinity League. And about, I'll date myself, but probably about 2004, 2005, my son played at one of the competitive schools, and they had a budget for that year of right around $500,000 just for the football program.
Wow.
$500,000. And there's five schools, or five or six schools in this league. All of them, I'm sure, are probably right around the same kind of budget.
That pays for busing the kids back and forth to games,
busing,
facilities,
stadiums,
staff, security.
Right.
Okay.
It's a parochial school. It's a private school, so they have to pay for their coaches. And,
you bet.
You know, anything
actually,
that goes
with five
on.
Schools, that's not too bad of a budget, if you really think about it.
That's each school.
Oh! Now you have my attention.
That was just one of the
well,
schools.
Thank you for the math.
Right? So you take that times six schools and now they're talking some serious money for high school athletics.
Yeah.
It's a way of trying to help, you know, and they're, Melinda, where do they go for all that money? Mom and Dad?
Trust me, yes. They're definitely after our pocketbook. It's a fantastic program, but yes, it's part of it.
It's a good investment. It's the investment in the high-quality education and curriculum for your children.
No, wait, Todd, I think I might still be missing something here.
What?
That doesn't count tuition.
I understand.
That's just the football program.
Correct.
So they get to invest in the tuition on it. That's a separate check.
Tuition,
right.
Fundraising, yep.
Yeah.
Right. So
they're constantly out activating people in the community to help support their programs to develop the children in a way that they believe.
Right.
Correct.
And
right.
I love it. I'm a believer in it. I've served on many boards in that structure. So with Warren Moon and David Melter's program, we've gone out and activated a lot of sports programs and parochial and private schools with their foundations. And the reason we've done that is a lot of nonprofits get stuck in the business cycle of the economy expands and then it contracts, and so do their budgets. And then they have events, they have activities, they have fundraisers, they raise tuition, and then taxes get raised. So the cycle continues, and they become event-driven or transaction-addicted, and they just can't get out of that rhythm of needing to have that function to raise that last dollar to buy that jersey. So what we've done is we've found corporate partners that issue grants. Our job.
Well, before you go that far, though, with
yeah.
it, because one of the things, I mean, and the corporate partners is a great, great focus on that.
Yes.
But Melinda, when you talk to some of the parents at the school, a lot of them, are they business owners? Are they are they corporate execs?
Yeah, there's a whole mix. I mean, particularly at the school that we're talking about, they
right.
come from every socioeconomic background. You know, from execs to, you know, kids who are being scholarshiped in there.
So I see. I assume that all of them are going right. to be the same boat, right?
Right. Right.
Largely, what you find in the entrepreneurial and executive sector with these types of organizations, they can activate passive donations for their school with no cost, no expense, no employees, and no staff. So when I'm looking at our programs, we as a merchant organization are willing to give 20% of the fees that are paid to a bank now and donate that to the school. So organizations in that parochial environment would be able to reach out to the business owners and say, we have a processing for a cause program that allows you, if you enroll in our program, to donate fees you're paying to the bank now to us instead. Doesn't change your bank relationships. All it does is it changes how your merchant transactions, when people use their credit cards at your business, route it internally through First Data. But because we are part of that system, we understand it, we cut the fat out of the system. Instead of paying somebody, a wholesaler, if you will, to help run programs and relationships, we give all that money back to the charity. So at Crescent Moon Foundation, we're working to help activate nonprofits like your organization by developing a program, and then if it's a qualified program, we issue up to a $10,000 grant to build, you know, marketing suite packages and social media campaigns for them, because we don't want the nonprofit to create another job. We don't want the executive director to have something else to do. We don't want to add expense, or we don't want to have them do another event either, because there's donor fatigue. And when the economy capitulates, and it will, donations.
It's always cyclical, right?
Yeah, donations slow down. Businesses can't afford as much. So we feel we can activate passive donations with money that businesses are paying to the bank anyway. But we're just going to, by enrolling and signing the form, they just redirect some of those bank fees to go to the school. So literally, when we activate 100 businesses, it's like creating $1 million endowment for the school. So for every, do the math, for every 100 businesses that want to just passively, a Subway shop, it could be a car dealership, About ever, we average 100 businesses donating passively equals $1 million endowment. How long would it take the school to build $1 million endowment? And how much money would you spend doing it? We built the systems. We're donating it for free for the organizations that qualify for the support. My job is to meet with organizations, just make it for the right thing, the right reasons, to honor the corporate partners that are giving the money and time.
Now, the other beauty of it, and I think that's awesome, the other part of it also, Melinda, as a business owner, how is it about giving a gift, a free gift, to everybody that's in attendance at a football game?
It's fantastic.
Right?
Right, from the marketing perspective, sure, of, you know, a consumer. For a business person, not a consumer. It's fantastic. I mean, it's great.
Well, if you think about it, if you're a business owner and it benefits you to promote your business at the football games that you're supporting with your donations and dollars, then it's a way for you to be seen in a nice way, saying, hey, here's something. Please have it. Come to our store and meet us. Come online and engage with us. But here's the really cool thing we haven't talked about. When we use our platform for a venue like that, we get every email in the stadium to activate for the businesses and the nonprofit to continue to talk to them about their cause and about their business. So when we give the gifts out, people are agreeing, hey, we want to hear from you. We want your stuff for free. But then that activates the donations and activates the donors, and it engages them in a way that's never been done before.
The beauty of that, so like you mentioned Subway, we're talking to Melinda about real estate, right? We can go to a football game and say there's a free gift guide for how to buy a house or things to consider when buying a house.
Correct.
And they can come to her office to pick up that gift guide.
That's correct. Or they can go to her website and download it virtually and then engage in a free 10-minute chat with a professional on how they can use that guide to activate their own needs. So we work with people to help nonprofits give goodwill to businesses. Here's one thing I didn't say, Ron. If you have a friend that owns a business that takes credit cards and they would like to see if they could support your school, if my friend that owns a merchant bank cannot save that business money, they'll actually donate $500 to your cause for trying. So I've worked with some nonprofits. Their goal was just to see if how many they may not be able to save money.
And so they give those $500 checks.
That's
and
great.
It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek, but you know, we have to qualify who we go after. But in instance, you know, we love car dealerships and attorneys and law firms and travel organizations and plastic surgeons. And we find in those fields they're very expensive merchant transactions, and we really can give impact. So your school could get credit for. I'll give you a story.
Well, we got to run because, okay. But I do love the one thing though, because I know in talking to your partner there, Nick. He said there have been two companies that they've given checks to.
In 15 years.
And one was because they couldn't beat the deal that Walmart had.
Well, and that's
kind of a surprise, right? That Walmart,
yeah.
They probably have cut some of these things out.
Some big organizations have their own bank or their direct to first data, so there's no margin, but people will change over just to give passively to their cause.
Great information, as always. If you want more information, as always, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the right people, and be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.